This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The White House is out with its 2020 budget proposal. Today, the word proposal is doing a whole lot of work there because Congress will almost surely ignore what the president and his advisors want and come up with its own plan to spend taxpayer money. $4.7 trillion, by the way, is the magic number for the Trump administration. Again, it's a presidential fiscal wish list, but it does give some insight into where this country spends money and where, increasingly, it can't. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now from Washington.
President Trump's proposal calls for $2.7 trillion in spending cuts over a decade. Those cuts come from one part of the budget in particular, what's called non-defense discretionary spending.
A whole host of items that are sort of basic government functions.
Seth Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress.
Everything from aviation security to law enforcement to the National Weather Service.
Education, infrastructure, basically everything that's not the military or mandatory spending like Social Security, Medicare, interest on the national debt. Back in the 1970s, that mandatory spending was only about a third of the budget, and Congress could decide how to spend the other two-thirds.
And now it's completely the reverse, where basically the part that's discussed in our overall budget is a very small part.
Veronique DeRuggi at the Mercatus Center says the share of the budget going to things like education or housing programs is down to about a third, leaving Congress to argue over how to spend a steadily shrinking portion of federal revenue.
Imagine like very hungry dogs and you give them less food each time to fight over, and they can't quite agree on how to spend that money.
And that piece of meat keeps getting smaller because, says Justin Bogie at the Heritage Foundation, the share going to mandatory spending, the items basically on auto pay, keeps getting bigger.
And that's simply because the cost of things like healthcare programs is becoming so great that there's just less and less of the budget to go around.
Those costs will keep growing along with the national debt and its interest payments.
You know, sometime in the next 15, 20 years or so, we're going to be to the point that just Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and interest on the debt will actually consume all federal revenues.
At least according to current projections. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.